So what's on my mind is things that are once in the scriptures or one time. So sometimes you maybe see a sale that's a one-day sale or a chance of a lifetime you might have heard about. But tonight we're going to look in the scriptures about something that has happened once or applies to us once. So we're going to look in the scriptures tonight. And the first one is in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 talks to us about Adam and Eve. Genesis chapter 3, and there was a complication that took place, and let's read about that. Verse 1 says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the woman, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened. And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Wouldn't that have been quite a thought? Where art thou? Let's read about another one. Genesis chapter 6. One sin we just read about. One sin. Now we're going to read about one place of refuge. Genesis 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I want to read in chapter 7 and looking at verse 9, rather, yes, verse 11, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. I'd like to read as well in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. This is about one judgment, one appointment of death. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, probably a familiar verse that you've heard. Memorized, seen bumper stickers, whatever, Facebook posts. And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. But look at the next part. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And the last reading in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened or made alive by the Spirit. Trust the Lord to bless the reading of his word, and that we would understand what we're listening to tonight, that it is from the word of God, and it's not just from my brother, Paul, and Steve, myself. It's from the word of God. And God wants to speak into your life. God wants to give you the answers, the solutions. I remember in school that I really didn't pay attention a lot, but I really enjoyed it when it was an open book test. And you could look up in your textbook and find the answer. And you could say, ah, that's where it is. And you could find the answer to, and then you got a good grade. We're hearing about that about exams. And tonight, it's kind of like an open book test, whereas the answers are right in the Word of God for our souls, because each of our souls will meet God. So our soul is really who we are as a person. We have a body and we have a soul, and our soul is eternal. And where our soul is when we die is going to be dependent upon what we valued, what's written in the Word of God about the Lord Jesus Christ. So in your life tonight, I want to ask you, do you have peace with God? Do you know your sins are forgiven? Because that is how a person is able to be ready to meet God. And the most important thing for us is to give you the clear information and answers to be able to be ready to meet God. Because every day, 156,000 people die. One day it's going to be me. And I thank to God that I am ready for that day. But what if it's yourself? Are you ready for that day? Adam and Eve are in the garden, and the serpent or Satan come along and gave a distraction, gave information that was wrong, a lie. He is the father of lies. And he wanted to be able to present to Eve something that would confuse her and to make her disobey God. And that's a sin. A sin is what we do in our heart and in our life in a response against God. So what did God say? Don't eat of that fruit. Along comes Satan, gives a distraction, confuses the truth, adds a little bit of truth with the lie, still equals a lie. Oh, and she listened, and she took the fruit. We don't know what the fruit is. And she also gave to her husband, and now one sin. What happened after one sin? They were cast out of the garden. God forbid them to be in that garden, and they were taken out. You see, one sin will make a difference in a person's life. And one sin cannot enter into heaven, or else it wouldn't be heaven. And tonight, we have sin. We're born as sinners, and we do sin. So we have a problem that is against God, our sin. But there is a remedy, and it's Christ Jesus. He is the one that came into the world to remove our sin, to clean us. And he says, to clean us as white as snow. Tonight, the gospel message is good news, and that we can be forgiven of our sins. We can be cleansed of our sins because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, there is a solution for the problem that we are born into. But that one sin cast them out of the garden. Then we read about tonight an ark. The ark was a place of refuge, a place of safety, something that God provided. And Noah was building for over 100 years. And he's telling people to repent of their sin, turn away from sin, stop wanting sin, and look to God. God is the one that gives life, and he is the solution. And they laughed at him. They laughed at him and laughed at him and laughed at him. But Noah was faithful. And he continued to give the information that they needed to go in the ark. There was one place of safety and refuge on the earth. And it repented God that he had ever created man because of the wickedness and evil. And it was much like what it is now on the earth. But God made a solution. God made a place of safety and refuge for every person. People were listening, and then they laughed at the message of salvation, the ark. What do you listen to? What do you listen to in your life? When God speaks to you, when you lay down on your pillow and you think, I do need to get saved. Are you listening to that? Or are you listening to, oh, that's for those people. Oh, I hope somebody, oh, Billy over there, he hears about this. He's a bad guy. Or are you listening tonight for your own soul, realizing that your sin separates you from a holy, righteous God? Because how we listen is very important. There are so many distractions and so many deceptions. But tonight we're giving you the clear truth from the Word of God so that you can be ready to meet God. There was one refuge, the ark. You know what? It was only Noah, his wife, and his three sons and his wife, their wives, that went in. Everyone else laughed, and then they perished. What are you listening to in your life? We read tonight about the solution to the problem that we are born into this world with, and that is our sin. Because our sin will separate us from God for all eternity if we do not pay attention to what God has given for us as the solution. So I want to ask you tonight in your own soul, are you interested in being saved? Are you interested in being ready to meet God? Are you interested in having your sins forgiven? I met a man one time in a restaurant that we were in, and he came over to our table, and he was our waiter, and he says, why are you and your wife always so happy? Oh, I said, you wouldn't believe it. I said, like, I was before the judge, and I did some really bad things. And I said, the judge acquitted me. I'm gone guilt-free. He says, really? I wouldn't have thought that you guys were like bad people. I said, oh, it's worse than bad people. I said, we're sinners. But we trusted Jesus, that he died for us. He's the judge. God's the judge. And we believe Jesus died for us. And we're acquitted. We go free. He goes, oh, now I know where you're at. I says, yeah, Jason, I think it's for you too. That's what the Word of God says. To be acquitted, to be able to go guilt-free, and to walk out of a courtroom, wouldn't that be just, wow, I'm forgiven. I'm acquitted. I go out free. You see, when I was 14 years old, I understood. It's like, man, I know I'm going to hell because of my sin. And then the verse that Paul read about, it is finished, paid in full. I was like, ah, I don't even have to try and believe it anymore. It's just for me. Paid in full. It's like in the courtroom. I'm acquitted before God. I go free. One solution. Jesus Christ. What did the verse say? In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, it says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust." That's Jesus Christ, the just one, for the unjust me. Why? That he might bring us to God. You see, tonight, the solution isn't just a judgment. It's a solution through one that received the judgment for my sin and for your sin. Do you value that? Do you value what Christ Jesus has done? Have you in your mind actually paid attention and said, yeah, that's what God says. Once for sins. The sacrifice of Jesus was once. And it was for your sin. Because all your sins were laid upon him. God, who knew them, laid them on him so that you can go free and be acquitted. You see, that's where the good news is tonight. The good news is that you don't have to die in your sins. You don't have to be afraid to die. You don't have to worry. But you do have to be honest with God. And sometimes when it comes to the truth of the gospel and salvation, a person that's not saved and they're frustrated, or they get to the point where it's like, I just can't get it, it's not for me. They try to suppress the thinking of the gospel message, and they fill their minds full of different activities and things, and yet the truth is still there. The truth is still there that we're going to meet God. But the solution's already been made. The solution's already completed. Your sins were laid on Jesus. You are so important to God that is holy and righteous that he knows every detail of your life, and he knows the troubled problems, and he wants to give you his salvation so that you can walk out free out of the courtroom. And he paid the price by giving his only begotten son to die for your sins. That's love. That's not just talking about, I love you. Not just about giving you flowers. It's about love with blood. Because you are important to God. And he does not want to see you perish. Because the word of God says, it's not his will that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. You know what that repentance is? It's saying, like, I want God more than the life I have right now. Not to be complicated, but do you in your own heart want God and his salvation more than the direction and the way your life is going right now? Because that's really what God wants to give you. God has made it possible for you to be saved and to be ready to meet him. But we read about one other thing that is once. And it's appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment. Each of us have an appointment for when we will die. And we will meet God. And we need to be ready. We never know when that day will be. But I want to tell you tonight that the solution is Jesus Christ for your soul. Put your faith in him. He will never disappoint you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. your grace and your mercy. We pray for each person listening to hear your voice and to understand what's written in the Word of God as truth, and that there can be forgiveness, to be acquitted, to be able to be forgiven. We thank you. We pray for your blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.